music icon Artie Kornfeld, one of the most successful writers in rock history, with over 65 songs on the chart and over 120 platinum records as composer, publisher, producer, performer, manager, and promoter, comes the official memoir and tell-all story of growing up in the culture of American music. From Artie's breakthrough as the first vice president of rock in the music industry, to his collaboration with some of the biggest legends in music, to the building of a nation, the Woodstock Nation. Continuing in the footsteps of his mother, Shirley Kornfeld, who fought segregation by organizing freedom rides in the 1950s and 60s, Artie has been committed to fighting for freedom since childhood. This memoir is a look into the soul of the development of the rock culture through the eyes of someone who has been on the inside from the beginning, through Woodstock 69 and beyond, to a new spirit of the Woodstock Nation.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always calm. Heaven has found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, babe, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me, I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, babe, can't you see?
Ladies and gentlemen, the real Pied Piper, Mr. Artie Kornfeld.
Yes, the real Pied Piper. I don't even know what that means, except it means that I'm sure glad I wrote it, because it certainly got me through a couple of years of my life, and it got a lot of people happy, because there's like 90 cover records of that. And usually we start with, this Bob and Marshall record that came out at the same time Rita Marley put it out in Jamaica and became a huge hit. Almost for a whole year was number one. So it's sort of strange with the Pied Piper. We're all the Pied Piper now on this journey. Scary thing. If you have kids in college or kids going to college, that there was a bill that got through, I believe it got through the Senate. And now it's through the Congress, I'm sorry, through the House of Representatives. And now there's a senator, and I wish I could remember his name, who is filibustering. And if he keeps it up, the bill will not go through, and interest rates are going to double. And I think they're around 7% or something, but they're going to go up to around 15%. So what does that do to kids being able to go to college, and how many families, that sage figuring the country was going to be here for them? And then the other one that I got to laugh about is that guy who looks a little bit like Pat Boone. And that's the nominee of the Republican Party, Mr. Romney, who's never said this before, but now that he's the nominee, is saying that he's the guy responsible for saving the auto industry. Now, it's funny, that never came out in any of the interviews. It was never mentioned until now. So how long can we listen to these lies? If two people aren't getting aware to get everybody out to vote this November, it's really our country. Because look what's happening in Europe, where they did the opposite. They gave the money in Greece and Spain. They gave the money to the big corporations in Holland and left the guys in the middle class fall apart. And now they're changing, and you're seeing rioting and stuff over there, and the elections going to the other parties. And now it's time for the election to go to the other party, which this time is a Democratic Party, only because Obama is brilliant and Romney is just a guy who knows how to make money. Means he likes firing people, and he's firing the United States of America right now. So it's like, give the middle class a break. I feel it. I had a couple of hours where I was just sitting and saying, wow, Now, I do this show for free. Why? Because there's no other way you could do this show but for free. It would have to be, just like Woodstock turned out to be. But it always had to be. So anyway, for freedom and peace, and tonight we have Rooster McCabe, which I always go, I call Rooster McCabe. I'll have to ask Alex. Alex Steele is the lead vocalist and the keyboard player who's going to be coming out here. And we'll just open with a song that, next week, by the way, will be Green Day, because it'll be Little Heidi introducing her album, her new album. And then probably the week after that will be Z-Man and myself and emails from you going nuts about politics. And a semi-interview of me by Z-Man, which you seem to did, because last time a million of you were tuned in. So love you guys. Keep the spirit of Woodstock. You know, we got to hold it. Spirit of Woodstock means, like I say, the best scene in the movie is when the kids share a sandwich. It's about us learning that it's not get all you can and forget about your fellow man. It's like take his hand and walk through life together. So let's all take hands. And an apropos song to what I was talking about is by Rooster or Rooster McCabe, and it's called Falling Apart, and that sort of fits.
Before I am in her eyes like heavens they could glow.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Artie Cornfield here with The Spirit and with the man you just heard singing and playing keyboards. Did you write that song too, Alex?
You know, that was a co-write, I believe, collaboration between myself and the guitar players here. Myself and Michael Dom on the guitar, lead guitar.
Okay, so what I do ask, because I'm really curious, is, you know, I do what you do. You know, we're musicians and we're writers and we live in our own world. You know, we only understand each other when we talk to each other. You notice that? You know, once your music is your life, you become different than everybody else, and they think you're strange. And probably we are strange. Yeah, we are strange because it's really emptying your soul out. When did it hit you, you know, to start singing or playing or even think about music?
Well, you know, I guess, I can't imagine a day in my life without music as long as I can remember, you know. I started singing when I was really young. My dad's from Jamaica, and, you know, they kind of use songs to tell stories and to teach lessons and things like that. And, you know, my dad would always sing to us in the early morning when he would wake, you know, Deo, me say Deo. You know, he was kind of on that kind of tip, you know. I think it's always kind of been in my heart to sort of share my story through singing. You know, it's easier for me to sing than just to talk sometimes.
Was your first instrument keyboards?
Believe it or not, my first instrument that I ever picked up was a bass guitar when I was in elementary school.
Did you get together with anybody that young?
When's
the first time to play with other musicians?
The first band I had was actually in middle school. I was like sixth grade, seventh grade. You know, we got together and learned a couple of cover songs. I think it was such an odd mix. So I think we learned a song by the band Lit and also another song by the band Korn. You know, something we could perform at like the seventh grade dance formal or something like that. You know.
Yeah, no, I did that too, only I did it when I was playing trumpet, and we used to have a book with every song ever written, and we had to play whatever, you know, we had to read the music and actually play, and, you know, I could read the music, so it was fun. So when did you, do you remember the first time you said, I think I'm going to write something?
Man, you know, I was probably young. You know, maybe in high school, I think, you know, sitting in some English class or some history class and just thinking, wow, like, this is nothing felt right, you know. So I'd spend most of my time ignoring my teachers and doodling and writing down thoughts and, you know, writing lyrics. You know, nothing I really knew how to put together at the time, but things I thought were sort of, you know, me, I guess.
Let me ask you something. Your friends, what do they feel about what's happening? What do they think about America right now and the future for them? People your age, what do you see in the future for you guys?
You know, we get to travel a lot, and I see a lot of people. The cross section of people I get to interact with is. I feel it's a very positive, semi-impatient, you know, I feel like we're all really ready for the next thing, whatever it is, you know, whether it be a new dimension or a new president or a new movement or, you know, I'm not sure. I see a lot of people who just maybe a little hopeful. Also, maybe a little short-sighted as far as, like, you know, I don't think any of us are planning to retire. You know, I don't think any of us are planning for a retirement or planning for a third career choice or planning our family's vacation, you know?
Well, you know, you're lucky because you really control your destiny by what you do creatively. And so you always have a job, whether you're getting paid or not at the time. Your job is to do what you do and what you're about is being a musician and performing. and singing.
Right.
You know, that's what you're about, you know. So it sort of makes you Oracle.
Yeah, sure. In a way.
Where did that come from? How was that song, the next song we're going to play? How did that come together?
The song Oracle.
Yeah, the one, yeah.
You know, I guess...
yeah, Oracle, right.
Yeah. Well, it's a power song, you know. It's one of the more rockier songs on the album. I think we were kind of trying to use it as a sort of, you know, sort of an anthem to what we're doing in our views as youth, you know, a 20-something confused youth, and sort of a call to arms in a way that, like, you know, some of the lyrics are only the strong survive, so choose your side. You know, only the strong survive, so choose wise. And it's sort of, you know, just prepare yourself, you know, and be strong in whatever you do, you know, even if it's whatever it is, you know, counting, flipping burgers, whatever, be strong, you know?
You know, right now, I'm hearing your age, and it seems like you're hopeful because the only questions you have is what's happening in America right now and how it's so hard for everybody. You know, in every industry, you know.
Right. Yeah. One of the good
things. It seems like they have hope, and it seems like it. I just hope that translates into people your age voting.
Yeah. I really hope so too. But I see it though. You know, I see good things happening in the youth. I mean, you know, one of the things is maybe unsure as we are, a really strong. Sense of togetherness and unity, and that, you know, we're going to go down in flames together if we're going to go down, you know, kind of that sort of feeling. So gives me a lot of faith.
If we go down, it'll be over my dead body, you know, because I'm not going to let it go down. Whatever power I have, wherever it comes from, is behind, you know, getting America back, because it seems like we lost it somewhere to, you know, to a couple of billionaires that sort of control everything right now.
And, yeah, I feel you on that.
Anyway, the Oracle fits right into what we're talking about, and the fact that it rocks the way it does, it shows the chaos. It's really in everybody's mind in this country right now. So why don't we dig the Oracle?
She takes flight and a breath.
Wow.
We're back.
Well, you do get the feeling of soaring, you know. It was good rock, you know. I don't, the more I hear of your music, the more I like the band. I liked the band the first time I heard them. That's what I'm here, you know.
Yeah, thanks, Artie.
Yeah, I really wish you all the best, you know. Uncle Artie's here.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I have a question. Give me a call. You know, anything I do to help, I will. You know,
I appreciate it.
I keep back the artists to come on the show. You know, and then there's somebody you sort of, you like their trip, you know, and you do whatever you can. And actually, that's where the music business used to be. People did everything they can to help each other. Now everything is competitive, and, you know, it's... The major labels are so messed up, you know, and they still can't deal with the internet. So sooner or later, it'll work out, and we could soar.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Thank you.
I think you're back. I'm back.
You know, I'm back.
You know, the music, the song was called Soar, and Alex and I were just sort of soaring as the music played.
Yeah.
In a creepy sort of way. it's an inside joke, folks. It stretches from Indianapolis to Florida and back. So, who wrote the song Spark of Light?
Spark of Light was, I think it was another, most of the songs are all collaborations. I don't think there's a single song that necessarily, well, there might be one or two songs on there that are soul writers, but Spark of Light's another Drew Priner, Mike Dom, and myself kind of collaborated on that one as well.
Let me ask you a question. What are the names of the guys, and what do they play in the band with you?
All right, so we've got, myself, and I sing and play the keyboards. My name's Alex Steele. Michael Dom is the lead guitar player. We also have Drew Priner, who's the, he's sort of the Renaissance man. He plays guitar, sings backup vocals, and also plays auxiliary synthesizers. And then there's Scott Mullenberg, who plays the bass, and our drummer, Jeff Peterson.
And did you guys know each other all a long time?
I met Mike and Drew in college at the University of Minnesota. We sort of had this little acoustic thing going on for a while. Excuse to blow off homework, get in the bar, hang out with some friends, play some music, just kind of blow off responsibility a little bit and have some fun, And once we got done with college, we could just make this our real job instead, screw everybody else. And so, we started reaching out for drummers and bass players. Scott, by far, he's the only bass player that showed up ready to play. And, he knew all the songs already. And, after about a year, we found Jeff. He's killer. I'd say pound for pound, the most talented drummer I've ever worked with, by far. So we're really lucky to have the whole crew together.
Yeah, it's really good. And they came together well. And, the instrumental is really good. The next song, Spark of Light.
Yes.
Any meaning to you that do you sometimes write a song and it's about something that people don't even know you're writing about? They have a whole other interpretation.
Oh yeah, I mean that happens almost every song, What somebody could possibly get out of a song, when they hear it, specific to their situation, is completely different from the reason that I write. I can't write to anyone else's life story or whatever, But Spark of Light specifically is, this whole generational sort of just power, just sort of trying to energize people, trying to charge people up and make people at least listen and think and try to move in a certain or a similar conscious wavelength, speaking to not necessarily trying to change the world, but just open up people's eyes and hearts and with Spark of Light is sort of I think the message is to just that, receive the message, we spark a light of guidance and hope that someone finds it, with all the messages in the song is don't take bread from your brothers, with all the crazy things going on in the world, with prophets in the future, the prophets getting clearer. That's sort of the message is.
Hearing you talking about the song, it makes me a little proud of the Woodstock Nation and the following generations because, judging from you and what you're saying, you did pick up on the fact that we planted that there is a source, a cosmic source, and there are things that guide us we don't even know about, it is a spark of light. So, Z-Man, spark me some light. Or do you have a light, man?
you fear, but you forgot. Said on earth we found a place here together. The stormy outside, the love we give, it gives us shelter. If hate shakes the foundation, what could be the reason? Community culture or corporate capital? Tell me which one leads to treason. Don't let fear of fear overtake you. Someone finds it so this calling won't be lost. We move as one, our faces towards the sun. Don't let the devil distract our path to Zion. And we put ourselves up dirt underneath. We tame nature and we paved a thousand trails. If we pray to material things, well, what will bring us peace? Will the threat of a headstrong nation, would they get you to believe? Don't let fear of fear overtake you. You will only hear what you like. I think it's time to take a stance now. There's never been a better time. Oh,
get up, get moving. Oh,
so we say, it's getting clearer, so don't take bread from your brother. So we try to spark a light of guidance and hope that someone finds it, so this calling won't be lost.
Bring in your right hands the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Then is it anything causing it? Two were suicide bombers, 26 people were killed, more than 50 others late. Today we learned the size of the leak may be much worse than we thought. Between 1.5 million to over 2.5 million gallons of oil a day. 8 more Americans killed in attacks. Some have released upwards of 174 million gallons of oil into those waters. 57 of the crisis. 2 bombs went off in southern Afghanistan tonight. 3 civilians died. Day 87 of the death toll continues to climb following your simultaneous blasts in Baghdad. Don't ask, don't tell. Conspiring to commit terrorism.
It's getting clearer, so don't take bread from your brother. So we try to spark a light of guidance and hope that someone finds it, so this calling won't be lost. So we say with prophets in the future, prophets getting clearer, so I won't take bread from you, brother. Try to spark a light of guidance and hope that someone finds it, so this calling won't be lost.
Stargazer should come on at 10:46, and it's 10:44 right now. So we're right on top.
You're dead on it, Artie.
Are we back?
We are.
We are back. Well, hello, everybody who has the spirit and is hanging in tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the exuberance if you got the hint, when I spoke at the anniversary for 100,000 people of the 40th of Summer of Love, the first thing I said is, Woodstock Nation, what's wrong with you? You know, you're complaining about who's in office and everything. I want to ask you, did you vote? You know, whoever was in office and put this country in this shape, you elected. Because we represent a lot of people, and that's just the way I felt about it. And why don't we dig on Sparkle Light?
Sparkle Light. Yeah, let's wrap about it. I think, you know, it's sort of a song. Well, I know, you know, in the middle there's all these news clips about all the bombings and the economic troubles, and I mean, shoot, you know, we all, but vote or not, I suppose, we're in rough shape, and the people who run the country on one side or the other, you know, who's going to save us from a bomb, you know, showing up in your mail? I don't know. Bush can do that either.
Obama's done a great job, because there's hardly been any terror activity since he came in, if you notice. And the one plot, they've already discovered two plots, you know, and they stopped disasters from happening. Because,
yeah, I suppose I just heard about this.
Because if I'm correct, the next song is Stargazer?
Stargazer, yeah.
Yeah, well, I am one, so I feel like I'm out there with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know that feeling of looking at the world from like millions of miles away, and then realizing that we're like a speck, and yet inside of us there's probably universes on different levels. So let's stargaze, Z-Man.
A little stargaze, yeah.
I want to get right next to you. I feel your glowing as we're floating. Felt the same. Seasons travel round in circles. I'll always match their motion back to you. When something's pushed up against the night, it moves us forward through space and time. I can't take the pressure, but I want release. When you start shining so soft to me, transcending everything we was impossible. Now, hair stargazer, I wanna get right next to you. I feel your glowing as we're floating. I wanna get right next to you. Days are growing colder, faster. The sun leaves me too soon. Long for the warmth I knew. Shine one star has me lost in space. I hope to find another golden light. When something's pushed up against the night, it moves us forward through space and time. Oh, I can't take the pressure, I need release. When you start shining so soft to me, oh, transcending everything we thought was impossible. I wanna get right next to you.
and we'll go out with swords, and you'll say goodnight, and then I'll play swords.
We are back, Artie.
We are back. We were just discussing when we were going to get back on the air, and here we are. Surprise, surprise. But we got the spirit. Everybody out there, I really hope you all getting through this mess. You know, America is the greatest country in the world, and to see that we're not even in the top 15 in education. Like, I forgot where we're ranked, but it was down pretty close to 20th in that area. And America really should be number one in education. I mean, we have, except for one I could think of, which is probably Oxford. You know, well, we have the greatest universities and schools in the world. You know, and you know what? They're filled with people from other countries. You know,
true.
I mean, you really have to speak up. And I really appreciate you, my friend, Alex.
Yes.
Where do you, where can people download or get your music?
You know, right off of our website, it's just www.rostermccabe.com, R-O-S-T-E-R-M-C-C-A-B-E. You can download for free, or if you really like, you can also donate to the cause and download the album that way. You know, check us out on Facebook. It's all there, you know, just Google search it even if you can't find us. We're really easy to find, and we got a lot of live stuff up as well. It's, you know, we love to give the music away. We're blessed enough to be able to do it for a living, so we want to be able to share it with everyone.
Yeah, you know where I stand, and you know I'm totally in agreement of giving back. You know, that's why when I'm asked about Woodstock, I always say the audience. Woodstock itself was a star, it wasn't the acts at all.
Right.
That's what made it in history, the fact that everybody there was part of one experience together.
Yes.
You know, that's the way we should feel right now, you know, in this country. And I'm going to get off that because this country's okay, but a lot of us are going through troubles, and I wish you all the best. And I'm going to say goodnight to Alex and play a song that he does called Swords. Check out his music again, where he told you to go. And Alex, thank you so much. It was really great having you, man.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure, Artie. Thank you so much for having me on, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Yes, life.
To walk on water, not meant for mortal men. You know our sons and daughters are gonna be drowning in our sins. The world's assaulters find treasures buried in earth. You know they skin and salt us, so who knows what it's worth. And but we can't wait for all the storms to be gone. Where we are.
won't be pushed or be pulled. It's too late, I can't stop now. The candle flame of hope fades, there's darkness all around.
Well, Artie, you picked another great band. What a terrific band you selected for tonight.
Yeah, and it was different kind of music. That's why I liked it. There's, you know, a lot of the stuff we hear sounds alike. It's all good, you know, but this sounds alike, and this didn't sound alike. This was sort of, you know, like you said, you could tell he listened to Steely Dan, you know, or something. And I was serious. I was happy to hear when he really got into it about what he thought, because that age group that's around 25, 26, you know, he was actually talking almost like he was at Woodstock, and he had the view of the world that we had after that event, and we hold so dear, and we always will hold it, because you know, just peace anywhere is such a blessing, you know, and to have it last like that without a fist fight, people helping each other, what a wonderful thing, you know. I mean, I was there. What can I tell you? I did the mudslide. That was my job. So anyway, thank you so much. Hold the spirit, keep the spirit, and as the late, great Bert Sumner said, hold the light.
And I've seen where I'd like to be. It's a place where your mind is free. If you've seen it, better keep it, don't let go.